She's a former public school teacher turned stay-at-home mom who watched her kids and community decline during COVID school closures. She knew she had to speak up.
No. We are the parents. You are assisting us in the education of our kids, but we are the parents.
He's a talk show host who's made a career covering politics from afar until the toxic politics of his kids' schools became too great to ignore at home.
Who gets to say, who says what is a proper education for a child? Who gets to say that?
Now, Christine Stegall and her husband, Chris, have chosen a new path forward for their child in Christian education. Join them as they explore and experience this important alternative in education for the first time. Welcome to Making the Leap.
Maybe you've heard, I think last week or a couple of weeks ago, an interview with Kirk Cameron. All of us who are children of the 80s and 90s growing up know Kirk Cameron and his sister and the Cameron family, and they have they've become wonderful Christian promoters of not just their faith, but now exploring alternatives in education out there, too. Homeschooling is something that's near and dear to their hearts. And Kirk Cameron has produced a brand new program, a new film called Homeschool Awakening, featuring a lot of different interviews with experts in the field. One of those experts is Dr. Kathy Cook, who is the president of an organization called Celebrate Kids, Inc., joins us now. Dr. Cook, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much, Chris. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, and the homeschoolawakening.com is the website if people want to read more about the film. You got to have the homeschoolawakening.com. This is hitting theaters on Monday and Tuesday, June 13th and 14th across the country. Why'd you guys make this film? You agreed to be a part of it. What was behind it?
A lot of us believe that homeschooling is a wonderful alternative for families. We believe that parents should have the freedom to make decisions about their children's education, and many of them want to do what they feel is best at home. I'm an advocate of that. I'm an advocate of wisdom choices for, you know, all children, and not everybody will homeschool, but man, it's a great alternative. It's so good for the whole family.
And Celebrate Kids in particular, Dr. Cook, if you could tell us a little about your own organization, what your background's all about.
Yeah, thank you, Chris. Our ministry is based in Fort Worth, Texas. We do a lot of speaking at homeschool events, actually. We do a lot of parent education based in communities and churches. We do a lot of pro-life work. We are really passionate about children being known by their parents and parents raising the children they were given, not the children they wish they had. We want children to know who they are so that they can live on purpose and, you know, discover the adulthood that they're supposed to have, but that's based on childhood. If their childhood doesn't go well, you know, being an adult won't be all that sweet.
Do you, when it comes to people's faith, how critical is that to introduce that into kids' schooling? Because I think for a long time, this sort of separation of church and state, if you will, when it comes to kids' school and public school, certainly, it's, at least as a Christian, I'll speak for myself, it's become almost to our detriment.
Yes, I do think it's difficult. And, you know, I want to respect Christians who have chosen public school for their children and they believe that it's okay. And I'll go on record to say that it used to be okay. I think now I'm a former public school teacher and a former public school graduate myself. But man, nowadays there's so much that's so dangerously wrong there. And it doesn't match up with the values of your home. If you're raising children to be a believer in the God of the Bible and you're sending them off to a public school where they will hear and be expected to learn many things that go against that, you're asking the children to choose sides, and they're going to look at integrity, and they're going to ask you some hard questions. So I do think we need to be careful of that. That is an advantage of a private Christian school education and a homeschool education where there's alignment so the children aren't confused. They don't feel like they're being misled, and they're being put in a really hard place where as a young kid they have to stand up for something that they don't have a lot of maturity about yet.
I have a story in front of me from the Wall Street Journal, Dr. Cook. A rise in suicides by young children leaves families searching for answers. It's a long, long piece. It printed off like 11 pages. I haven't read it all, but suicidal thoughts and attempts are more common in younger children than previously thought, and parents often don't know why. You care to opine about this, and does it have anything to do with the themes that we're discussing here, the themes in the film, and just sort of our general attention to kids and their educations?
Yeah, great question. I appreciate that you're you're concerned about that. You know, when children feel ignored, when children are not known, or when they are not respected for who they are, and a dad and a mom want them to become something else, that can be really dangerous. Children are feeling pressures in the public schools in particular of, you know, a very liberal thought life that doesn't go with them. It's messy, the stress for grades, the stress for busyness, the performance-minded comparisonitis, if I can make up a word, of social media is causing a lot of children to question who they are. Again, when we homeschool our kids, we know them, and we can individualize instruction so that they can be successful. We can have a longer conversation about a concern a child has because there's no bell that's going to ring. We can skip math for 2 or 3 months if it's a stressful academic discipline that is really causing a teenager or a young child to be, you know, just really defeated. There's just so much that we can do to make them feel much more comfortable within their own skin.
Was there more buy-in once upon a time from parents than there is today? I mean, just kind of collectively, generally. I mean, because my dad, people of my parents' era in the 50s and 60s, I don't know that we saw such damaged products coming out of public school. Did we? Or maybe I'm romanticizing it. I don't know.
No, I think you're right. You know, one of the things that I teach when I'm in front of an audience is that back in the old days, you know, whatever those were, there was an agreement across culture. You know, I was raised in a public school. I wasn't a Christian at the time, but I would say that the majority of America believed that this was good and this was bad, and this is right and this is wrong. Education matters and perseverance matters, and you shouldn't expect everything handed to you on a silver platter. I think there was a lot of universal agreement across cities and states, and now we do not have that. There are real differences, and the public schools are teaching liberal thought. They are rewriting history. They are expecting us to buy into a variety of ideas that many of us understand are ridiculous. And yet again, you're putting a kid and even a Christian or a conservative educator in a really, really awkward position. And so the stress builds. One of the buy-ins for homeschooling, frankly, has been that during the COVID crisis, what a lot of parents were Zooming with their children's teachers, they saw the filth. They heard what was going on. They couldn't deny it anymore. I know of many parents who discovered for the first time that their children really could not read well, or their children had never memorized math facts, and that's why long division was so hard. They thought they were sending their kids off to a school that was doing their job, and they weren't. Now, some schools are fabulous. Let's go on record for that, right?
Yeah.
Some teachers are doing a magnificent job. But the system is not what it used to be, and we do need to wake up to that. And again, that is the passion of Kirk Cameron.
One of the things that I've started to realize and see over the last probably 3 years are the formations of pods, almost. You know, those little families within families that come together to kind of create their own school system. Actually, I have a friend right now who just put out the information. She's launching a homeschool pod. She's kind of doing a combination of a Charlotte Mason, Wild and Free, you know, just a mesh, I would say, all put together, unschooling in a way, just, you know, up to probably about 10 kids total. And I just think what you're doing, you know, with this movie, I think is a great encouragement to people like her, for people like her, because she's stuck. She progressively pulled each of her kids. She has 5 kids, all with different needs, all with different backgrounds. And one by one, she started removing them from the district that our kids came from. And she just, as of, I think, 2 weeks ago, removed her last one. And she said, I'm done. And she, and her problem was that by the time she went in to withdraw her last one, she said she was just depressed, walking through the halls of our local high school, kids on phones, laying on the ground, no communication with each other, no communication with their teachers. And she said it was just breaking her heart. And so she walked away, and she's starting a pod school, which in essence is a homeschool for anybody interested. And it's just, I think films like yours, like what Kirk Cameron is doing, is such a benefit for these families that need something, but they're not quite sure where they fit.
It's still foreign to a lot of people, Kathy.
Right. Oh, I'm so pleased. Christine, thank you for telling us that. And I'm proud of your friend for being brave, because it is brave to do this and to go kind of countercultural and then to explain it to parents and in-laws and siblings and neighbors and even maybe your pastor or your priest. But it is a really wise decision. Those cooperatives, those pods, are really a wonderful way to endorse this homeschool education, to know that you don't have to do it alone. You don't have to worry about teaching physics. You can actually join a pod or a co-op and have somebody else help you with that. And let me remind everybody that you're going to be so much smarter as a homeschool parent than you are right now. So, you know, don't worry about, oh, I don't think I can teach English or science or math. No, you really can. You learn along with your kids, which is one of the real joys.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say there was another lady who was going to come alongside her, I believe, to help her out. And mm-hmm. she was texting me last night and said, I just don't know. We're thinking of pulling one of our student, you know, one of our kids, but he has an IEP and I'm just not sure I'm qualified. Mm-hmm. And I texted back and I said, you are the most qualified of anybody yes. to teach your yes. child IEP or no IEP. And I hope, you know, and I just, it's so rewarding to know that these parents are feeling, I think, a little bit more empowered, even alongside the fear.
No, that's so good. There is a family with a special needs child in the Kirk Cameron documentary, The Homeschool Awakening. And one of the brilliant things that the dad says is that we were overwhelmed at first. We wondered if we could teach mm-hmm. our daughter here at home, but we figured out we didn't have to teach all special needs children. We just had to teach our daughter.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And no one, I agree with you. And in fact, I love to say to homeschool parents that on your worst day, you are their best teacher. Yes. You know, because nobody will love them more and nobody will work harder for them. And you know what, Chris and Christine, no child will feel safer than with their own parent, which means that they will risk and they will persevere and they will try again. When a mom or a dad says, you know, I believe you can do this.
Is there a difference, Kathy, in, you know, a lot of our focus here on the show and the Herzog Foundation that sponsors this podcast is Christian education. And I know certainly you're not against that, but what are the differences, if there are differences, or is the point of this conversation really that there are a myriad of different ways to educate a child, not just the one size fits all public school model? Is that really the thrust of this broadly, do you think?
That's a great question. You know, Chris, I would say that Kirk and Chelsea Cameron are fans of freedom. We all know that. And they are fans of parents making decisions that are best for the children and for their family. None of us are against a good Christian education. We do need to make sure that the Christian school we've chosen for our children is truly teaching a biblical worldview.
Amen.
Yes,
and that they,
correct.
You know, because there are curricula being used in Christian schools that are not embracing a biblical worldview, that they're either the people making those choices are lazy or they haven't really done their homework and their research. Actually, you can graduate now from a Christian university to be a Christian school teacher, and you were not taught biblical worldview, foundational truth.
Wow.
And so, you know, I know those teachers get in those classrooms and they don't realize what they're doing. They don't intend to mislead children. So we still have to do our homework. We still have to do our research. I think parents need to go in and sit in the back of the room and listen, and they need to ask, you know, they need to ask to look at curriculum, and they need to interview families who have children 2 or 3 years older than their kids and make sure that, in fact, the peer group dynamic is really smart. One more thing, Chris, before I kick it back to you, would be to make sure that you have your kids in the type of Christian school you want. Some are a covenant Christian school where at least one parent must be a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, and the children must understand where they are, and that chapel will talk about that. There are other Christian schools that do not have that requirement, and they really have an evangelistic perspective. And I'm not opposed to that, where you would send a child to a conservative Christian school because you do not want them in a public school. Maybe you feel for some reason you cannot homeschool. And so, but that means that your children who are believers and mature will be sitting next to kids who don't know the Lord. And in that regard, it's much like a public school. And you just have to know that. And your kids have to be equipped to understand that not every kid there is going to be the best friend, perhaps. So again, just do your research and just know what you need to know so you make a really wise decision.
I'm so glad you said that. That was one of the questions that we were asked as we were in the process of deciding what we were going to be doing with our daughter as we were moving her from her public school. And that was the fact that the woman on the phone with me said right off, she said, we are not an evangelical school. We are a discipleship school. We are not looking to, she said, we think it's wonderful to obviously go spread the word, but we are not here to draw that out of you. We're here to pick up where you are, partnership with where you are, and move forward. And it's, that was my kind of first eye opener, thinking, oh my gosh, yes, no, just as no public school is alike, I don't think all Christian schools are alike.
Well, and to your point, Dr. Cook, is that you have to be active. You've got to audit and actively engage and check it out and listen and keep your, just, you know, the stamp Christian on a school on the outside door doesn't guarantee what's going on inside.
That's sadly true. And the same thing, you know, again, we've already said that not all public schools are the same, and we need to honor that. Not all public school classrooms are the same. So do your homework.
Yep.
That's right. Absolutely. Teacher to teacher. We've seen huge differences in how they treat people.
I'm so grateful for this film and your perspective. Maybe we can have you back and discuss some more important themes like this in the future. Dr. Kathy Cook is president of Celebrate Kids, Inc., CelebrateKids.com. The film, she's part of the new Kirk Cameron project called The Homeschool Awakening. Go to thehomeschoolawakening.com. And Kathy, that's where people can find, tickets. You can actually buy tickets to the film. Yes. is where it's showing, right?
Yeah, there's a link there to show, and then you just enter your zip code or your city, and it'll show you every theater in your area that is showing the movie. We would love to see, especially Monday night, June 13th, if that could be a sellout, that may result then in additional nights of the movie being shown, and that would be especially exciting for those of us who invested our time, and of course for Kirk especially. He really believes in the homeschool possibility. There is an awakening going on. More and more people are doing it. So let's support those who are looking into it. And quickly, let me say, by the way, that it's a fabulous movie documentary for people who are homeschooling. It'll encourage them. Great documentary for people who are wondering if they can do it, because there's 17 families that are followed, and you're going to be able to see all the different alternatives and all the different ways to do it. And it's a fabulous documentary if you homeschool and you have people who don't agree with you. See if they'd be willing to go with you, and let us as experts and let other families express to perhaps your parents or your in-laws that it really, really is a good decision.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Great stuff. Dr. Kathy Cook, thanks for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Making the Leap is a podcast presentation courtesy of the Herzog Foundation. Please rate and comment on the show, as well as subscribe so you never miss an episode. And we'll see you next time on Making the Leap.